score, contrasting emotions, because it was a real battle. And again, to win a championship game, very difficult. We gave everything. We weren't at our best first half, no denying that. We were disappointing and couldn't quite work out why, because I felt it was a really good opportunity for us to put on a real show. Thankfully, the lads came out second half and really did put on a show, and it was just the goal that was missing, and you did fear that it wouldn't come, but it was a great finish by Mark, and then we hung on at the end.
They obviously hit the post twice in, 3 seconds. Did you feel lucky to come in at 0-0 at the break?
Possibly with that chance, but again, Ryan Allsop's not really had a shot to save. Similar to Blackpool, where didn't have a thing to do and picked the ball out of the net twice, and tonight you feared again the same with all the chances we had and we didn't take them. You felt one lapse of concentration, and that was possibly the moment we got lucky in the game. But you need to ride your luck, and we certainly deserved it second half. I thought some of our attacking play, and it was just the finish and that final ball, but we got some great positions again.
You're certainly a signal of intent the way you came out the second half. Lewis grabbing within 60 seconds as the best chance of the night so far at that point, I suppose.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity for Grabs. He's worked incredibly hard. I thought both him and Brett grew into the game, as did the majority of our players, to be honest. We were, as I say, a little bit off it first half. But I think the key thing today is that we came in 0-0 and not 1-0 down, whereas in previous weeks we've conceded early and given ourselves a mountain to climb.
In terms of the way the game then sort of sprung into life, you were forced into having to change the way you play because of Charlie Daniels' injury. Was that a fortunate way that the game sort of broke then, because you certainly seemed to improve after that?
Well, we were thinking of changing system regardless. That forced our hand, as you say. But we felt we needed to do something to change the flow of the game, because we didn't really look like we were going to score at that stage. So, Charlie's injuries forced it. We certainly don't want to lose a player of his quality. So we hope to get him back fit quickly.
What about this man TK then? Because he certainly energised everybody around the ground when he came on. How did you assess his half-hour contribution?
I thought he did well. You could see from this first thing he did, he was a real threat. He got in behind and nearly scored. And he's had a really long playing journey 2 days ago. Well, 1 day ago. He's only just met his teammates. It must seem very different and new to him. And sometimes, I think, in the last couple of days, we've felt for him because it's totally new experiences, everything, even including our training. So we've got a lot to do to acclimatise him, but certainly winning games will help, and I thought he did great.
Have you got a struggle to work out how to get him in your team? Is there room for Pittman, Graben and Ranti in the same team?
There's room for good players. We need as many good players as we can, and we'll try and mould a team. But we'll change team and change systems as we did tonight, so it's great to have that flexibility.
Obviously the crowd right behind you again, re-establishing this place as a fortress, I guess, after Saturday's setback. You've done well here.
Well, we've done great. I mean, take 3 wins and a defeat. You know, can't tell you how much that I'd have wanted that before the season kicked off. So, again, we've got to remember where we are and not get carried away. It's a massive 3 points tonight against a good side. We've been in the Championship now for a number of years, and I took my Burnley team to Barnsley and lost comfortably. So, to win here tonight is a massive result.
Is that more important when you look at the games you've got coming up? You've got Middlesbrough, you've got Blackburn, you've got Leeds in the next three. There's some big sides.
Certainly is. You look at the fixture list and you think, you know, we've got a really tough spell, and then beyond that we've got an even tougher spell. So you do try and figure where the relief is in this division. So that's why when you do win games and you do pick up 3 points, better than drawing, obviously, gives us a massive boost. I don't know where we are in the league, but it certainly look healthy at this stage.
Just finally, let's tidy up the problems. Charlie, is that a recurrence of his problem?
Looks like it, yeah.
Obviously not good for him and Sean McDonald.
I'm not aware of what Sean did. I think it was a dead leg. Hopefully nothing serious.
And obviously Harry Arter still not around tonight. Would you hope to have him for Saturday?
No.
How much further than that are you looking?
I don't think it's long term, but then we said that with Matt Ritchie when he did his in pre-season, so it's difficult to know. We'll endeavour to get the boys fit as quickly as we can, and if we can't, then we might have to look in the loan window, because now we're getting stretched slightly.
I was going to say, the bonuses of having Tokello and Josh McCoy in the 18 tonight, counterbalanced by the Charlie and Sean McDonald problems.
Yeah, well, we'll see how they are the next couple of days. Certainly Middlesbrough away is a very tough test, so we're going to need everybody fit and need to regroup and get the lads refreshed.